Don Nicholas, A&M class of 1948. Also a former Aggie quarterback, played baseball, played tennis. But what he did in Korea and Vietnam, that's the service we'll remember today. 20 missions with the B-29. That was out of Okinawa over Korea.
Well, the tours out there were generally 6 months long, and they were rotating crews in there pretty regularly. So I think my crew flew about 25 missions. I flew 20 because generally when the new crews came in, they bumped the co-pilot and took the new pilot along with the old head. The flying was generally interdictory type. In other words, we were up after troop concentrations, marshaling yards, whenever some kind of a skirmish broke out and they needed some air support, we were called in up there to help out with that.
But then in Vietnam, B-52, 69 missions.
In 1966, I went out as just a line pilot, and so I was flying a crew, and we were flying every third day, 8 to 10 hours, like you say. And then my second tour out there got a squadron, and so I did a fair amount of flying with my people. I had about 15 crews out there, so I would fly with them on a regular basis. And in the third tour out there in 1972, there was a pretty good break between 67 and 72. I was the vice wing commander of a unit in Plattsburgh, New York, and we were flying FB-111s. I guess the people who were manning the jobs out there saw my B-52 experience and decided that I would be somebody they could use out there. Right. And at that time, they were building up the force for eventually going north. And so I was the director of operations for the Air Division.
Of those 69 B-52 missions over Vietnam, there is one in particular that Don Nicholas can recall very well. They got their engine shot out.
I remember that was my first experience having something like that happen, and it happened at night. This particular night, we were up doing some work around the hydroelectric plants on the Yalu River. And the flak going in was pretty heavy because the way that we were bombing single ship. So we'd be stacked up a mile separation and 500 feet back for the cell and proceed that way. But all the radar searchlights would pick up the lead airplane coming through because they knew where he was headed. He was headed for the dam. And they'd start all of their shooting up there. I heard something that sounded like just a handful of rocks thrown against the fuselage. We began to lose oil pressure on one of the engines, and the engineer who was monitoring that said, "We better shut this down. I think we're going to maybe have a fire or something." Before he could get it shut down, it caught fire. And it makes a pretty big light at night when you have an engine fire. We finally nosed it over and picked up a little speed and just kind of helped it go out. We actually blew it out and it stopped. And after that particular mission, we had to go down to southern Japan and Itazuki and land and get the airplane fixed.
Obviously, Don Nicholas counts himself very, very fortunate. Thank you for your service, Don Nicholas, Aggie, class of 48. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.